At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ted Johnson, a.k.a. the guy who wears the green jersey the Red Sox gave him around town.
Hey, just...
That's your claim to fame now.
Just that one night.
Just is.
You know what? I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the jersey guy. I'm going to walk around.
Well, absolutely.
That's usually not my thing.
Maybe it's your new thing.
But it was, you talk about like just a big green monster walking around. Ted Melrose. That's what I looked like. It was, I mean, people are like literally, where'd you get that?
Ted Johnson, the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's better. That's
how about a naked bowl of Jell-O?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you guys don't do that? Sit around with a bowl of Jell-O?
I learned more things on this show. I can't bring what I just learned off air in, but Brian and Stiz, these guys teach me things that I apparently are going on in the world around me that I'm just oblivious to.
I can probably relate to a lot of their stuff. At least me and Stizzo.
Yeah.
Me and Stizzarino.
I'm just such a simpleton.
You look at me, if you had Stiz and I standing side by side, you'd be like, okay, what do they have in common? Lots. Me and Stiz have lots.
That's right, Teddy. And this guy, Andy, right here, L7. Square.
L-square.
Square.
What the hell does that mean?
And Andy just learned something new.
Two mocked. L's together, square.
Square.
A little more of a
rectangle, but that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Did Shams come in with it? No, we didn't hear Shams, did we?
No, we're going to hear Shams talk about the Celtics offseason, because I need to know what's going to happen with Jaylen Brown. And maybe Jrue Holiday.
And maybe Porzingis.
And maybe Al Horford. And maybe, who knows, the whole damn roster could be blown up. Right, Shams? I don't think Shams is ready. Now Shams.
Let's go for the Celtics. They're going to make trades. The Boston Celtics will have a much different roster next season, potentially. They'll definitely have a different roster. The question is just how severe, as far as the movement is going to be for them.
Okay, you kind of couched everything.
Okay.
It's going to be a big time. Well, it's going to be, at least a little, but it might be different than last year. Okay, what is it going
to
be?
Pretty much every team is going to be different year to year. I know they were pretty much the same. They brought most people back in the roster, but pretty much everyone's going to be different. We want to know, are they going to be different where it matters?
Like, you look at Jason Tatum, of course, he's injured. Can't really trade him. That's really the face of your franchise. I think after that, it's really going to depend on what value can you get. I think teams are going to express a lot of interest in Jrue Holiday. Teams are going to inquire about Kristaps Porzingis. Teams are going to inquire about Jaylen Brown. And I think the Celtics are going to have to identify what value can we get for each of these players. Which player does it make sense to trade? Is there anywhere where we can get some players back that can help right now, potentially help us moving forward? We can get some assets for. This team probably isn't going to be in the same place as far as contention.
Yeah.
But listen, you have Joe Mazzulla as your coach. You still have a chance potentially to get Jason Tatum back at the end of the season. If you keep Jaylen Brown, he's a guy that you have a lot of faith in to lead this team.
$300 million.
So I think they're going to do a lot of things to retool this roster.
Sure.
But again, there's a lot of question marks around Al Horford's future, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. We said it on this show. The Celtics will explore trades. they're going to make moves this summer.
Okay,
so they're going to explore them and they're going to make them. Okay, there was a lot in that soundbite.
Is he going to report anything, or are we just going to start naming the roster?
Wow.
It's
true, Dan.
Though,
I'll hang up and listen.
Dan's right, though. I mean, Shams just basically covered his ass on everything he said right there.
He did.
And he left, Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and then he slid in Jaylen Brown at the very end.
Right.
To me, that's the most interesting. Do you think?
Not happening.
Okay, so Houston calls up. Hey, this is Ime. What's up there? You know, have y'all gotten over the fact that...
No,
you know, y'all missing me up there. Can we get to JB down here for
no?
Just
short
that, it's
call.
A non-starter, huh?
And the flip side of that is that's a non-starter for me.
I'd send him to Dallas right now for Cooper Flagg.
Oh, I would too, but they're not dumb enough to do that. But Dallas is apparently interested in Drew Holiday, and Shams said, "Well, they got to weigh the value." No, I don't. Did you say you'd take Drew Holiday? Because if you'd take him, just send me whatever you want to give me for him. I would unload Drew Holiday like that. Because when
with
you're
nothing back
for a bag,
I mean,
of
you're
going to
get something. But yes, I don't want that contract. I think he's an aging player, and I think when Tatum is back and you're actually contending again, because somebody said it in there. I don't know who when you listen to these Pat McAfee interviews, you never know who's chiming in from the background. I got all these voices in the back. Somebody was like, you know, when you contend in 2026.
Except for the old linebacker who just sits there.
Yeah, who just sits there and drinks his shake.
Wow, kind of sounds like our show.
Pops open his shaker. Ted does not often bring a shake to the
people
show.
In the background, not the linebacker. Come on.
But you're not – I don't think Drew – I thought Drew Holiday took a step back this year. And – after next year, next year is a weird year for me. I think you've used bridge, whatever.
Bridgie.
The Jaylen Brown leads the team year.
Yeah.
When you get back with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're not trading Jaylen Brown. Okay. I don't think Drew Holiday will any longer be valuable at $36 million a year. If somebody wants to take him and now it lowers my books, you know, because then you get the penalty gets lowered.
Keep going.
And if I can get Porzingis to go too.
And
what?
You can't, if you remove somebody, someone's got to come in. So you replace him with?
Cooper Flagg. I don't know.
No. you don't have a replacement for Drew Holiday on the roster?
Oh, Peyton Pritchard.
There we go.
Yeah. Peyton Pritchard, which I don't feel great about. He's not Drew Holiday in a lot of senses.
No.
I don't think he has the situational awareness in terms of.
Then why are we getting rid of Drew Holiday? Just
because he's contract and age old, but also still aging and. Wasn't as good this year. Had a couple different injuries. Pulls a hammy. Like, there's some... I don't think as you get older, you get healthier. I'm not a believer in that. As you get older, you get less healthy. You have... So he had the mallet finger and the hamstring this year. Next year, it'll be this and that. That should be Dallas's problem. Send him off to Dallas for whatever what they want to send you. And I would say the same thing with Kristaps Porzingis. If you're taking calls on Kristaps Porzingis, take the offer. Whatever they offer. And then that has begun the offseason. Now Brad Stevens figure out what the roster looks like for this year. Because I said to you guys, to me, Brad Stevens is not building a roster for 2025, 2026. He's building a roster for 2026, 2027 when Jason Tatum is back. Yes.
Like, and for the next iteration. This is a
reset.
Andy, this is going to be bridge year. I think it's a reset year. I think if they can grab anything between the 7 and 4 seed this year somehow in the Eastern Conference, which we'll be going through, a lot of changes, that would be a godsend for them. Peyton Pritchard can give you some great offense some nights, but he's not going to be the player Drew Holiday was defensively. Obviously, you're without Tatum for the majority of, if not the entire year. You're going to have to work some guys in, like your G League Player of the Year, maybe some minutes from Shireman. I forgot his name.
Shireman, you people are all going to get your wish. You want to see more Shireman.
It's a big transition year for them. But yeah, Brad Stevens, I don't know if I would just take the offer on Porzingis, but considering that Drew Holiday is owed an aggregate of $35 million a year for the next 3 years,
yes,
I would kind of take the offer on that.
Bye-bye. And it's not about value for me. Also, as you speak, Fitzy, it did come to fruition for me. You guys need to get ready for this because you're going to hate me more than normal over the next year. Yes, I'm being a little bit presumptuous that we'll be in these chairs and talking these sports for the next year. When Jaylen Brown is going to be given a team that doesn't have Drew Holiday, that doesn't have Jason Tatum, probably doesn't have Kristaps Porzingis, and he's the best player, and they're going to win 40 games or whatever, and everybody's going to blame him. And I am going to have to defend him at an obnoxious level.
JB needs help. Like that last game,
he can't do it alone. He can't.
No.
So get ready for me to be annoyingly defending Jaylen Brown. Update from Boss Man Laird. We do have a reschedule. Thursday, 2:15.
Okay.
So all it was supposed to be today at 3:15. It's now Thursday.
All good, man.
2:15, Alex Cora. He'll join us on his day off, so we'll get to reset everything. Maybe they'll, you know what? Maybe they'll have a couple wins by then.
Maybe it'll be
Maybe Roman Anthony will be there. Maybe Meyer will be in like a hit streak. And like, maybe we'll have some more optimism.
You're saying they'll turn the corner in the next couple days.
And then the whole tone of the interview will be so positive. And we'll be like, Alex, good thing you didn't call Tuesday because we were going to ask you if you're on the hot seat. But as of Thursday, things are going in the right direction.
Do you guys, getting back to Sal, do you think the Tatum injury is almost like, in a weird way, kind of just, it's like it makes it easier for them to, now they can, they were going to maybe reset, but if you had a great season this year, how can you do that? It's almost gives them the excuse to reset. It's almost gives them an out.
I can only speak for myself, but had they, even if they had, say they lost in the finals to your Thunder, but they had gone to the finals, they, you know, just the younger Thunder took over.
Yep, you gotta bring
I
back.
Would have said, you can't blow this up. Nope. You losers, what are you doing? Money over championships, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't think anybody expects them to be a championship contender. Nope. So therefore, if you need to take the opportunity to reset the books, to get younger at certain complementary pieces around Brown and Tatum in the core, I'm all for it. And I definitely just feel 100% different than I would.
You and I are going to feel different. I'm going to go out. I don't know how you feel, Fitzy. I'm curious. JB, I'm taking calls. I'm curious. I want to hear offers. I want to hear what people
Excuse me, what'd you say?
Jaylen Brown, why? I would put out there as a possible trade chip. To teams, I would be interested in hearing what they had to say, what would be coming back. Absolutely. I would not just don't take any calls on JB. That, to me, that's not smart.
I'm a big believer you always listen, Fitzy, but you got to blow my socks off to get me to unload JB. Cooper Flagg would work.
You're not unloading him for just one certain kind of player. You're unloading him for a package of players that might be able to work in complement with whatever your offensive and defensive scheme is, with centered around Tatum, obviously, when he returns healthy, and picks. Like, if you're going to go for the full reboot in this bridge gap reset year, and I will never use the phrase, oh, Tatum's injury was a good thing. But looking for the silver lining, which you guys just were moments ago, and the idea of like, hey, it makes it a notch easier to be able to say, guys, we got to make some hard decisions. I mean, our best player's out for the year. That is the plus positive that you have to look for in what is a really, really unfortunate season-ending injury.
The one thing I will open my very limited mindset with JB for is fit. I mean, we've talked about it for 8 freaking years, the fit of those two, and could you have a better fit? And if you've decided, I mean, you did decide, Jason Tatum is your centerpiece star. Is there a better combination? Now, the counterpoint is they won the title. So there's not a lot of teams that have titles, right? So if you want a title.
There's a lot of one-win titles.
There are.
A lot of one-wins.
There are, and I would love to see.
Raptors have a title.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them get the opportunity to win multiple titles, because I think they have it. That's why this is. Brad Stevens is in the crosshairs this offseason. They showed him, was it the last loss when he already had like the AirPods in and people were like, that's our guy. He's already making moves. He's already thinking what he's going to do. There are all these memes. I just assumed he was listening to the basketball game. The play-by-play call, but people went in various directions with that. But this is a huge offseason for him. He's still a genius, right?
That's
right now he's a genius.
You know what? Until he proves otherwise, right. Yeah.
So this offseason, he's either going to strengthen Fitzy, his genius moniker, or he's going to trade Drew Holiday and not really replace it, and trade Porzingis and not get talent. You know what I mean? Like, this could be a bit of a crossroads. This is definitely a crossroads for Jaylen Brown. Definitely a crossroads for Jaylen Brown, how he handles the year as the centerpiece of the Celtics.
Don't know.
I'm excited to see that.
Me too. And Brad Stevens, crossroads this offseason.
Is he going to get the meniscus surgery, or is he going to try to heal it naturally?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Do I look like a doctor?
Well, I know. It's just that's part of the.
Yeah, but I don't care. I mean, just get it fixed.
If
I don't want to hear bitching about that. I will turn on him if I start hearing bitching about the knee.
Yeah. If we get to training camp and we hear knee stories and he didn't get it fixed,
I'll be bitching
right now.
I'll be with you bitching.
I hope so.
We don't make excuses for that. No, you got a whole off season. Figure it the F out. You got more money than God.
Yeah.
You got the best doctors than God right here in Boston. Like, figure it out. Like, I no, that is not on my radar. But before we get to the crossroads for JB, We got to get to the crossroads for Brad Stevens. You want him to blow up the whole style of play. Less three-point shooters, different style of a roster.
I think the system's broke.
I don't think he'll do that. I think that's a bridge too far for him. But
that would be my number one offseason wish. Blow up this style of play stinks, and you're not going to have the horses to do it.
Yeah, but none of you people were saying that when they won the title.
I hated it. Of course I was. True. I hated it last year.
That's parading around town with banners and rings.
We weren't working together last year, and that's saying it. I was saying that the system is not the best
system.
I'm
not familiar. I didn't hear
Yeah.
Nope. Doesn't exist. I put blinders and earmuffs on.
To me, the system's broke, and that's a big concern. And I don't think JB fits. If that's the system that they're going to shoehorn him, come hell or high water, he's not a good fit for that. He's not a good fit for a team that just chucks up three-pointers.
I agree, but he's your change-up fit. That's how I've always felt about it. He, in and of himself, and it puts a lot of pressure on him, he is actually the adjustment. Yeah. He's the human adjustment.
After it's too late, let's now get some drives to the rim.
A little bit. Sometimes, yes. But that's...
All right, I gotta cross sports for a minute here. But, Ted, were you guys always the same team regardless of the talent that you had on offense on the Patriots? Or would you say that the Patriots always have been the exact same team? Or have they mutated
evolved,
game plans
mutated,
and scheme?
Evolved, changed, you know? But, I mean, correct. There was sort of core correct. Principles and... Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, Fitzy, it was you could never zero in on any one core principle in that game. Like the core principle for the Celtics is to shoot a bunch of threes.
Yeah,
you can go into games and game plan that, right? Where with the Patriots, it wasn't the same game to game, you know, if that makes sense. Right?
No, it absolutely makes sense. It absolutely makes sense, and that's why they're predictable, but they've been predictably
why can't
that
be good. Applied in basketball, guys. That's the reason why I ask. I know it's not as easy to cross sports and do that. However, if the talent on 2007's Patriots allows you to be a deep passing team, that makes sense. But that was wildly different than 2011 with the two tight ends, 2012 with a focus on the fast paced, up tempo running game. You don't have the talent for it, so change things up.
You could ask the Milwaukee, Bucks, excuse me. They won it once. You know, why did mm-hmm. did they have a problem? I mean, they like you. Would you change anything they did? No, they won it once. Like, I mean, to say they won it once is and that's the reason you should keep doing it. I don't think it's a good argument.
So it's interesting you bring the Bucks up because they made changes later. Like they brought in Dame Lillard. That was a massive change for them after they had failed. Like that was sort of a couple years later try in. The difference there is they had the one centerpiece player. It was clearly Giannis. There wasn't really you had Drew Holiday, you had what's his name, Chris Middleton.
But
those weren't like it was Giannis's team, and that's usually what happens. You keep it together, and then the big player decides, oh, we need somebody mm-hmm. else. I need help here. This has always been a weird dynamic, the Batman Robin thing with Jaylen Brown just slightly, he's all NBA as well, just below Tatum. That makes it a weirder dynamic, like to keep those guys together, to shake that up, because they tell us they get along really well, right? Like the team tells us they get along really well, Tatum and Brown, what they going to say now? We do this. We won together. Did it with my brother. Jaylen Brown said it in his MVP speech at the finals.
Yeah.
So if you break them up, is Jason Tatum up? We see it every year. Some new super team is built. And then a month in, we're like, wow, that's not really working the way it looked on paper when you put two great players together. That would be the question with whoever you want to trade Jaylen Brown for. Whatever you want to do with Jaylen Brown, I'll listen. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg or veteran players or Giannis. People have dreamed of Giannis. People want to trade for Giannis, and they think you could trade a package of Jaylen Brown, whatever. Is that going to work? Is Jason Tatum and Giannis going to work?
No. Yeah, I don't think so, no.
So you got to be careful.
Ball dominant.
Because this has worked. We have credited Jaylen Brown for subjugating his ego, mm-hmm. and he told us, remember that press conference, I give up a lot to play here. I give up a lot to play for the Boston Celtics, right?
That's what he says, yes.
Why do you say that skeptically?
Well, I mean, he says he's given up a lot, but then how did he perform in the Game 7 2 years ago and in the Game 6 this year?
What about Game 5?
Yeah, he came to play at Game 5.
Eh? In game six, he showed up to play. It was everybody else that didn't show up. Right. It was bus two. He took bus one, and bus two never showed up.
What if in the next month, you know, Brad calls in JB and says, you know, Jaylen, let's have an honest conversation, you and me.
Yeah.
Do you want to be here for the rest of your career, or do you want to, you know, maybe go do your own thing? What do you think JB would say? Do you think he wants out of here? If he was given the opportunity to go run his own crew, Do you think he would jump at that?
No, I don't. I think he's settling into Boston. That was actually the feature this weekend that Noah Dalzell put together about him. He's going to spend the offseason in Boston, and he's becoming more entrenched. Hell, we saw it, the business, the little pop-up shop outside Scores.
Yeah, so he talks a big game.
41.
So he says one thing, does another. So he talks a big
game. I don't like the
game.
Tone of your voice right now. I'm not going to lie to you. You are being very critical of the superstar of the Boston Celtics.
You're right. He is right now, yeah.
Right now, you're going to live and die with JB. Is that accurate?
That's probably fair to say, yes.
You're going
to
need him to score 25 points a game, correct? You're going to need him to rebound. You need him to play defense. Put some respect on the man's name. Jalen Brown is the centerpiece of the Boston Celtics until I hear otherwise.
To make everyone else better around him. I'm not sure he can do that. He can get his. Can he make everyone else better around
him? Did I miss
him?
The 12 assists in Game 5? 12. Was it Fitzy? Fitzy was 12, I believe.
12.
I believe it was 12.
That's a tough one.
That was double or more than double the amount he usually gets without Tatum in the lineup.
But it was 12, right?
One game.
So with the season on the line, he got everybody else involved. Is that how I should read that?
For one game, yeah.
No further questions, Your Honor. Striking from the record. No further questions, Your Honor. 617-779-7937. Talking Celtics offseason. But we do need to talk a little football. Ted mentioned it. He was at a cookout this weekend. I was at a cookout. People aren't talking about the Celtics, the Red Sox, or the Bruins. They're asking questions about the Hart-Johnson fight, about expectations for the New England Patriots. And a lot of people think 10 wins is on the table. We got to talk about Drake May, because there was a borderline ridiculous comment made by an analyst that Ted Johnson respects very much. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That's Pete Schrager, who displaced Fitzy, Ted Johnson, whoever you think the biggest homer analyst of the 2025 New England Patriots is. You have to step aside. Jerry Thornton, because Pete Schrager just one-upped y'all.
Out, baby.
Holy
what
Moses.
Real quick, what do you guys think of when you hear this song? Do you guys know what this is?
I'm now going to think of you dancing terribly.
You gotta get Tropic Thunder. Watch the movie Tropic
Thunder. Oh, I've seen Tropic Thunder.
So it's
you can't talk about a lot of things in that movie.
It's Les Grossman.
No.
Tom Cruise's character.
Oh,
and he's dancing to this song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One of the best
You have a great movie memory.
I love movies. I love
That's
movies.
That's a weird, like, you remember everything from
Tropic
movies.
Tropic Thunder. I'm a huge Tom. I'm a Tom Cruise fan, too, though.
Okay.
Every time I tell somebody that I work with Ted Johnson, I mean, almost 95% of the time, they're like, ask him about Avatar.
Avatar.
Which he forgot about with Arcan when somebody said, what's your favorite movie? He was like, you said something else.
You know, off day. The brain, not firing all pistons right there. But yeah. Yeah.
So Pete Schrager is on your bandwagon.
He's a fan of the coach.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And he thinks Drake May, what did he say? We can forget the interceptions, whatever. He just glossed over those, which I agree. It's freaking passing camp in May.
Which I would disagree, but that's okay. We don't need to get into that now.
Like, we're not going to be, we'll have more evidence than those if Drake May is a problem. Once we get into pads, correct. Once we get into other stuff, it's the only thing we'll do to reference those is be like, we should have seen it coming. We got off to a bad start in the first practice, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But Mike Reese updated us. There was no media at the practice, but his sources tell him Drake May was awesome. There were no issues with interceptions.
Turnover free was
turnover
the phrase
free.
That he used.
Okay,
turnover free.
That was forged in Foxborough level propaganda coming out of him.
Because I'm going to
consider the source. No offense, Mike Reese, but consider the source.
And,
on that.
And I believe that he has a good source. I'm just saying the sources can fib to you.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Alex Cora told us that Garrett Crochet was going to go deep into a ball game, and he didn't. And then Alex Cora told us he was going to be here 3:15, and he wasn't. So sources can be wrong, even if they're the best source you can possibly get in the world. But I would say if Drake May was completely turnover free, I'd have to go back and check my notes from last training camp. I don't know if Drake May's ever been completely turnover free in his life. Between fumbles and interceptions.
But let me ask you this. So Peter Schrager, basically just tongue bath of the Patriots, was basically based off of Vrabel and McDaniels.
Yeah,
more than anything.
Which in our fight, Josh McDaniels, to me, is the biggest sure thing. Josh McDaniels is good with young quarterbacks. He's going to be good with the young quarterback. What that leads to and all, I don't know. But isn't he the surest of sure? He's surer than Vrabel.
Okay, then why are you skeptical of what their win total will be this year?
Everything
and the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
We can dismiss all that. Drake May's like, I like this guy. Do you hear this guy? Great question, Fitzy. We can just dismiss all that. I also love the brazen nature which he tells you what he's doing. We'll just dismiss all that. Okay, anything that goes against your point, we'll dismiss.
I do like the coaching profile of this team, though.
Yes.
Compared to last year when everyone was coaching for the first time their positions, these position coaches have literally been in the game for 20, 30 years and have actually been head coaches as well. And so the profile of the coaching staff, to me, is one of the best, my guess, you'll see around.
And I'll take it a step further, Fitzy. They were picked by the head coach, I believe.
Correct.
Which I think is last year they weren't. Last year it was Elliott. Oh, who do you have in your Rolodex that we could to do this?
That was the biggest red flag for me was Elliott Wolf's hiring all of Gerard Mayo's coaches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Red flag, baby. Red flag. This guy is not ready for the job. If you're going to be a head coach, Gerard, I'm sorry, buddy. If you ever want to be a head coach again, you're out there listening. Dude, get a Rolodex. Get some guys that you can hire so that they're your guys.
And you know who knew it more than anybody? Because if you remember this, I was sitting right there. No, not you, Ted. I'm not talking about you. It's not always about you.
It's about me right now.
Sometimes it's about Gerard Mayo. I remember sitting there at the press conference where he introduced his coaching staff, and Stiz, you might be able to go back and find this. He said, I'll probably make some changes at the end of the season. Usually you don't get your coaching staff right the first time, so there'll probably be some guys that are here that won't be
here.
Did
you say that?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, and I was like, wait, you're already thinking of firing somebody before they've even started the job? We don't need to rehash the debacle that was the Gerard, but that was a bad sign. He didn't pick his coaches, and he wasn't sure about his coaches, and sure as hell, the staff wasn't good. Then we started to hear whispers. Your guy Curran and Phil were all over the poor wide receivers coach by midseason.
They were hammering him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They crushed
that. He was
a
high school wide receivers coach.
Well, let's say, Belichick's hired lacrosse coaches to coach his DBs, too. So,
it's true.
Cut him some slack, baby.
Stiz, you have some of that?
No, I would say, look, we all have to get better. And it starts, with me, and it starts with the coaches. And that's part of coming together as a staff. So we all have to get better. We all want to win games, and we need to win games now. And I think, the sense of urgency message wasn't just for the players. It's also for the coaches. And, nothing in this world, no matter who you are, myself included, is guaranteed.
Yeah, he thought he was going to make changes to his staff when Robert was like, no. Hold on, pause. We're going to make changes to the entire staff.
Did I say this was going to be a long three-year rebuild process? I meant just 1 year. You're going to be out of here.
So the stability of this coaching staff, okay, I'll even give you the entire staff is a given, the stability of it. Like, I've pushed back a little bit on the cooks in the kitchen thing, how many offensive voices there could be, depending on if it goes a little sideways and maybe some disagreement.
But if Josh is the head of it, you feel confident he's not worried about
and
that.
And did you see the shape he's in?
Huh?
He is
Oh, my God,
skinny.
Andy.
Iron Josh. Wait,
he is
Iron
in
Josh?
Good shape. He got in good shape. Some guys get fat when they're out of the football for a year.
He did.
No. He's in great shape.
Oh, maybe right now, but he went through a fat stage in his.
I think that was in Oakland. I mean, Las Vegas.
All right.
No, I think the out of football, he got in shape.
He's locked in. He's focused. He's ready to go.
Mind right, grind right, body right, that whole thing.
The offensive coordinator is locked in.
Yeah.
Physically. Good.
When I give you a positive, you yell at me for it.
His BMI will definitely affect their PPP.
I can't believe the BMI hasn't been mentioned by you yet today.
I hate BMI. I was clinically obese for years with a BMI because it doesn't take into account muscle mass.
Gotcha.
Right? You must have said that to somebody at some point.
Never, not once.
Ordering life insurance, and they're
this show is a hell of a drug today.
But the Drake May part of it, which Peter Schrager just dismisses, or Ben Solak, and he went to a place that
he went to where I haven't even gone.
So,
is interesting audio.
I do want to say who Ben Solak is first of all.
Yeah,
because Ted wasn't totally familiar.
Well,
and Fitzy, why don't you describe it? Because you actually said it in a way that I enjoyed. Because you kind of took shots at him and the person he works with, but also brought some credibility to him.
Ben Solak, who used to work for The Ringer and now is an employee of ESPN.com. is an analytics forward, School of Mina Kimes football wunderkind, who sometimes offers brilliant takes and analysis while studying film and sometimes goes way out over his nerd skis, but has always been a big fan of Drake May.
That
lives in his mother's basement.
That I actually think sums up who Ben Solak is. You would look at him and call him like a skinny necked nerd or something.
On that, that's enough for me to listen to his opinion. I'm curious what he has to say about Drake May.
So he wrote this, and I don't think we have audio.
No audio.
When there's audio version of this, if he gets on NFL Live or something, we'll have it. But he said, "Here's something I struggle to put into words. Jaden Daniels had a historically productive rookie season. The Commanders fan base and team brass should feel confident and inspired about the future of the position." And you're like, why are they reading this to me in Boston? What do I care about Jaden? Yeah, he went to the NFC title game. Great. "However, I'm still as, if not more, impressed by how well Drake May played on that terrible Patriots offense last season. Statistically, he can't hold a candle. But degree of difficulty, May was playing a completely different sport. I'll put it this way and hope Metropolitan D.C. doesn't come for my head. Patriots fans should feel as confident and inspired about their future at quarterback as Commanders fans do right now." Ted Johnson, thoughts?
No, I'm with him 100%. I wish he would go further. He needs to give
Further?
No, he needs to go. He needs to give examples, cite examples of what he's. What did you see specifically? Was it a throw against this team in this situation? What is it about his game that makes him so impressed? Like, just to say, if you're a Drake May fan and then you say, okay, if you just point out the fact that they had a terrible offensive line and terrible wide receivers, and which I always argue, that's one thing. But what else did you see about him that makes you think he might ultimately be better than Jaden Daniels?
Okay, that's a perfect question for you to ask, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to do Ben Solak's job for him on the other side. Ted Johnson will tell you why exactly, specifically, examples, detail of why Drake May is as optimistic heading into his second season as Jaden Daniels, who went to the NFC title game. Ted Johnson better prep quick during this break. WEI Afternoons back at you.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Tommy Curran, do you give a poop about the fact that Drake May threw 4 interceptions the other day?
Yes, I do. He's about to get the Tatum treatment, where people expect a lot from a 3rd overall pick and perhaps a franchise savior type player. And is he ready for it? Is he ready to be called out? Is he ready for people to flip out about 4 picks at an OTA? Because he's not Mac Jones and he's not Joe Milton. He's a 3rd overall pick, and everybody has thrown bouquets and sung hosannas and hallelujahs since he got here. And they want to return on the potential. So that, I think, is very interesting to watch unfold.
That was Tom Curran with us here on WEEI Afternoons last Thursday, reacting to Drake May's 4 interceptions in 8 passes, which I actually thought was reacted to somewhat in a measured sense. I didn't think people overreacted. I was actually a little surprised that there wasn't more uproar. Fitzy, did you? I know you like to work the socials and the various chains where fans can react or overreact. What do you think the general reaction was to those 4 picks?
Muted, understated, and rational, which is amazing for the majority of Patriots Nation. Yeah, people like, come on, it's a practice in the middle of May. He's getting a new system down, integrating new players into the practice. Is it great? No one's going to be saying hallelujah, lighting off fireworks and doing some sort of fancy celebratory dance. But to lose your mind, you'd have to ratchet up some real fake anger to say that this is going to prevent you from enjoying the summertime or cause significant concern for the upcoming season.
I just wish you guys were covering me during my playing time.
I was.
Johnson, he dismissed all those tackles. No problem. It's all good. You know, make excuses for him. Look, I'm with Tom Curran. Good for him to, like, you know, hey, it says something.
It's bad.
I know it's not like, okay, I know it's end all be all, but there's something you can glean from it. You know, this is where he is the first day under Josh McDaniels. It wasn't good. Well, and so that is enough to be concerned at this point of the process. And this part of it is, I'm kind of tired of the Patriots telling me this, you know, hey, it's a process. It's, you know, we're getting there. We're trying to think. It's like, can we have a little bit of sense of urgency right now?
Yeah.
In how we perform. Mm-hmm. And so that's all I'm saying is, like, this kid needs to be pushed and feel pressure.
So
Not Ted, just, hey, four interceptions. That's okay, buddy. You know,
that's never okay.
But isn't that also but what we've heard a ton of, you guys? Haven't we heard from the Currens of the world and more, like renewed sense of energy, renewed purpose, greater drive? Everyone's taking things more seriously in Foxborough this season?
Yeah, supposedly more urgency, more. And
that comes from the head coach.
Yeah, and it should.
More than anything.
There's no way Mike Vrabel was okay throwing four picks. No chance. No chance. And I think I said this to you on Thursday, Ted. I don't care what level you're at. Flag football with your fifth grade team. If the kid throws four picks in the first eight passes, you're looking around to see if there's another kid that can throw the ball.
He's
also
not playing the second half.
Right.
I don't know. As bad as I am at throwing, I don't know if I could throw four if I tried.
Right.
In the first eight pass
attempts. It should never happen. Certainly should never happen to a second year quarterback. Because everybody.
I did see on the funnier side of Pat's socials and Pat's fandom, people saying, like, two of those four picks went to Christian Gonzalez. So elite, now Drake May can't even sneak a pass by him.
That's how you rationalize it. That's absolutely. And we're going to be doing that in the summer, in August. But, Ted, you asked the question. Ben Solak says that Patriots fans should be every bit as excited or more about Drake May as Commanders are about Jaden Daniels, who led them to a total of 13 wins, I believe, when you include the postseason, went to an NFC title game as a rookie quarterback. And you said, well, I just wish he had a little more substance with the argument. So what's the substance? You're a May guy.
I am a May guy.
Where's the substance? Why are you excited?
It's certain plays that he's made, throws that he's made that I've never seen anybody make.
Never.
Well, not in a Patriots uniform. I'll say that. I've never seen Tom Brady make some of the throws that Drake May made.
What about Drew? He had a cannon.
Love him. But not while he wasn't leaving the pocket and rolling out to his right and throwing back to his left on a dime to a guy that's running across the field. That wasn't Drew's thing. Mm-hmm. That's Drake May's thing.
Yeah.
Drake May's going out of bounds, and he takes the ball from his right hand and moves it to his left hand to reach it out of bounds so that he doesn't get hit and then fumble it inbounds. Mm-hmm. I never saw Drew do stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, that last play, if you ever look at Drake May's, when he leaves the pocket, what was it? The Tennessee game that went to overtime? You guys remember that?
Yep.
The last play of regulation?
Yeah.
It was like a 16-second play where he zigzags back and forth, back and forth. Yep. And then right as he's getting hit, he throws it up. Ramondre Stevenson touchdown. They go to overtime and lose.
I was going to say, what happened in overtime?
They lose, but they got him. He got him.
He got him
to
overtime.
He got him to overtime.
Down. Booty was double or triple covered, I think, down the middle.
He got him to overtime, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's like a lot of plays in different games where I go, I've never seen that before. And so that's what gives me hope. I just looked at real quick. I almost wanted to go game by game, but you didn't give me enough time.
Yep.
You put me on the spot.
Put you on the spot. Let's go.
So the first two games he started, Texans-Jacksonville.
Yeah.
46 to 70. Five touchdowns, two interceptions, and six sacks. Mm-hmm. And they lost both of those games.
Yeah. I think that
46 to 70, five touchdowns, six sacks.
I don't love the six sacks, but.
Okay. You putting that on him?
Not all of it.
Okay.
Sometimes, though.
The worst offensive line in the NFL last year was the New England Patriots offensive line. And you're not giving those to those guys, huh? You want to blame the quarterback?
No, I don't want to blame the quarterback. I'm just saying sometimes that he makes some decisions that I think contribute to his own pressures, as young quarterbacks do. But I want to ask you a serious question here. This is not me busting balls.
Any good points that I made? Or
very good points. Oh, okay. No, he makes great throws, but he also makes head-scratching decisions and throws at times in games.
Under pressure.
Sometimes
late. When the defense is giving up a touchdown, now all of a sudden you got to make some great play with terrible offensive line and terrible wide receivers.
Wow. Are you the guy who said we don't make excuses?
You know what? For this quarterback in his rookie year, very.
You're the one who says that the truth is never mean. Those are just facts that.
And I agree. I actually agree with both truths of his rookie year. Like, there were wow offensive plays, wow throws, wow. Oh my God, this guy! We've never seen a quarterback like this. We now have one of those modern quarterbacks that can do the different
Mahomesian
things.
Mahomesian.
Yes. But then there were mistakes. And do you just write those off as that's a young quarterback? You're going to get that with anybody. The fact that you're getting the good is something you don't always get. The bad is always going to come with young quarterbacks.
In their first year especially, you will get the benefit of the doubt from me. I will make excuse. If I see things in his game that make me think his ceiling is really high, which I did, I'm a little more apt to excuse away the mistakes, considering how bad that Patriots defense was that never got off the field. Holy cow, they've given up points all season long, and so they put the quarterback in a tough spot. And another reason is I played against one of the best all time, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Anybody remember how he was his rookie year?
28 interceptions, set a record.
Yeah. So
record.
So what does he do? He's like a supercharged computer. He learns from his mistakes, Peyton mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May will do the same thing.
All right. 617-779-7937. Justin in Washington. Yes, Washington, where Jaden Daniels plays, calling in about this May-Daniels comparison. What's up, Justin?
Gentlemen, I am a Patriots fan first and foremost. Grew up watching Teddy football over there, smack running back coming in the hole. But I am a Commanders season tickets holder, and I don't think Drake May is even remotely close to playing the same game that Jaden Daniels is playing, to flip it around. The Commanders are replacing three of their five offensive linemen from last year and had one of the worst offensive linemen. They signed A.J. Osborne off the Patriots practice squad because outside of Terry McLaurin, they had no wide receivers. The running back room that Jaden Daniels played with last year was worse than the Patriots. And their tight ends, the corpse of Zach Ertz, are worse than what Drake May was playing with. Ugh. Additionally, Jaden Daniels is much more accurate. He didn't make those rookie mistakes. And he's a winner, unlike Drake May. So I guess my question for you folks is, outside of Justin Herbert, in the last 25 years, every single franchise quarterback has made the playoffs in their first two seasons. Yep. When Drake May and the Patriots miss the playoffs this year, which they will do, is Drake May a bust? Or do we have to keep pretending that he's not, just like beat writers did with the Red Sox this season?
Thanks for the call, Justin.
For a former Patriots fan, he just took a big steamy dump on the Patriots.
That was
he's not wrong, though. Well, honestly, when Jaden Daniels, who's the only quarterback last year, Ted, who ran around and completed a pass longer than Drake May in Tennessee on that miracle against the Bears, he wasn't exactly throwing to the 1999 St. Louis Rams of an offense. You know what I mean?
No, but Terry McLaurin is better than anything that sniffed a Patriots uniform in 10 years.
He's awesome. So, and please, honestly, and too, the tight end, I mean, Zach Ertz is a better.
He's good. He's good enough.
You think Hunter Henry's better?
At this point in their careers, I'd argue that.
I think there's argument.
Fair.
Their line was better.
Brian Robinson, their running back, did he fumble seven times?
Their running backs were better.
Okay.
Eckler, the corpse of Eckler, and then, Keith said.
Last thing, my man from D.C., and I love him. Thanks for the support. Who's the offensive coordinator? Cliff Kingsbury or the guy we had last year?
Oh.
Who had never been an offensive coordinator ever.
He has a name.
He'd never been a coordinator ever. So, I don't know. I think that goes a long way, too. I think there was much better coaching in Washington than the Patriots had.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Drake May. Is he as good or is his future as bright as Jaden Daniels? Justin in D.C. didn't seem to think so. But Ted Johnson is on board with Ben Solak, his new best buddy. Take your calls. Talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Grew up watching Teddy football over there, smack running back coming in the hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.